seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll direct you to Isaiah chapter 52 and the last three words in verse 7. Isaiah 52 and the last three words in verse 7. Thy God reigneth. Isaiah chapter 52 and the last three words in verse 7. Thy God reigneth. What a mercy, beloved friends, that sacred fact that was declared all those years ago still stands today. The Lord, O God of heaven, the God of his dear people, reigneth. Just one or two things concerning the context. First of all, there are two themes really in this sacred chapter. The first was concerning Zion and concerning Jerusalem, that the Lord had so appeared and delivered them from the bondage they had been in. And that was a wonderful day, you see. Instead of all the bondage they had been in because of their unbelief and because of their sin, they were now at liberty. And what joy there was throughout Jerusalem. We read in verse 9, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. The second thing was this. This is a beautiful chapter of prophecy concerning the glorious coming of the dear Lord Jesus. And what a day that was, wasn't it? You know, dear Simeon and Anna and the wise men and the shepherds were all waiting for that day. Just as they had waited all these years prior to it for Jerusalem and Zion to be liberated, set free. And all the joy there was, wasn't there, at the glorious birth of the Saviour. The dear Redeemer coming from the realms of glory and of heaven into this sin-cursed earth to suffer, to bleed and to die and to redeem his dear church, his bride. And oh, may the Lord favour us yet again with a day such in which we live. The true day of rejoicing. And only the Lord can grant it. You see, prior to this, they had been in so much sorrow, hadn't they? We're told so many times throughout God's word, and when his dear people were in sorrow and weeping, there would be the day of joy and of rejoicing. And to those of you that may be walking in a season of sorrow or maybe weeping, and there's much to make us sorrowful and there's much to make us weep today, isn't it? But have we a grain of faith to believe there will be the day of joy. We are singing the hymn, don't we? Let gladness crown the day. And oh, when the Lord appears and blesses his dear children, what a day of gladness and rejoicing it'll be, won't it? May it be so in each of our hearts, and may it be so throughout Zion. We find in this 7th verse how beautiful, upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. You see, this was particularly, well, two things really. First, it was a wonderful word of fulfillment of prophecy, what the Lord had promised. And it was to be fulfilled at the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus. How beautiful. Upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. And how beautiful were the feet of the dear Redeemer upon the mountains that brought such good tidings to sinners. Here was one that could wash the blackest and vilest of sinners of all sin. And oh, think of the good tidings that he brought, the glorious gospel, the gospel of peace, the gospel of joy, the gospel of thanksgiving, the gospel of deliverance, the gospel of salvation. And it all came forth from the dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus himself. What good tidings, wasn't it? And you think of the good tidings after the resurrection that Mary Magdalene enjoyed and the dear disciples enjoyed. He saw them again. And one's desire is, as we name that this evening, that the Lord would see each of us again. You know, if we really love a person and they go away for a season, we look forward to the day, don't we, of seeing them again. And think about it spiritually. Some of you may have enjoyed the sweet visits of the Lord in days past, his blessing in your soul, but oh, that there might be yet again such a day when he comes and sees you again. That publisheth peace, and oh, how the dear Redeemer did, didn't he? What tidings of peace he brought to the dear disciples. What tidings of peace did he bring to the dear woman with the issue of blood. Go in peace. And what good tidings has he given to your soul and to mine? Then publisheth peace, and that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith to Zion, thy God reigneth. Now, in thinking of the service, this word seemed to so rest upon me, thy God reigneth. I want to look at it as helped, just briefly, in a few ways. Firstly, in our souls, do we know what it is for him to reign there? Well, let me come low. Do we desire that he would reign within our heart? You know, so often the flesh reigns, doesn't it? So often our old pride creeps in and that reigns. Or self-righteousness may reign, or worldliness may reign in us. But what a mercy when he reigns within. And he does within his dear people. They're not their own, you see. We are told, ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. He reigns in our hearts. Oh, he does. And how often do we have to pray that he might reign in us? We sing, don't we, in that, I think it's 129th hymn, and may we each be enabled to plead it and pray it before the God of heaven. Reign o'er us as King, accomplish thy will, and powerfully bring us forth from all ill. Till falling before thee, we Lord thy love name, ascribing the glory to God and the Lamb. Well, may it be our continual prayer, Lord, do reign in us. Put out all the buyers and sellers. You remember when the Saviour was upon the earth and he entered into the synagogue, and what was there? There were those that sold doves. There were the money changers. They turned the house into a den, the hymn writer said, and all its glory spoiled. But he put them all out. Why? That he might have the preeminence, that he might reign within the walls of that house of God. But then we need him to reign in our lives, don't we? It really was confirming to me this morning. I looked out of our window at the back of our house, and the clouds, you know, were passing by so beautifully. And it really confirmed the text in this sense, because I thought, now no man is controlling those clouds. They're all controlled by him that reigns above, the Lord himself. Some of you may have got some clouds tonight, and some of the clouds sometimes are quite dark, aren't they? Threatening. There are clouds of trouble and clouds of affliction. Clouds of distress that the child of God comes into. Clouds of sin that trouble them. But you know, there's one above that can remove those clouds in a moment. And as he causes them naturally to flow across the earth, so he will cause them to flow in the lives and hearts of his dear people. In their experience. And those clouds that may be upon you tonight, you may say, well, why have they come? You're fearing in them. And what does the dear hymn writer say? Ye fearful saints. And the Lord knows, because he's in on the throne, he sees all the clouds that you're in and what you're coming into. And those clouds that have passed. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take, the clouds ye so much dread. But then listen, he didn't leave it there, did he? Are big with mercy, and shall break in blessings on your head. You know, so often he brings these clouds over us to exercise us, to cause us great concern in our souls, that he will appear, that he will remove the cloud. But sometimes, you know, you have to, like in nature, you have to dwell under a cloud for a season, don't you? But that cloud is all in the Lord's hand. He reigns. He rules. He sits above the King of Kings and God of love. Thy God reigneth. You may say, oh, but I want to feel that in my pathway I'm in my life, in my concerns, in my exercises, in all my trouble. Thy God reigneth. He's in control, you see, of all things. We sing in the hymn, don't we? All events at his command. Not a single shaft can hit till the God of love sees fit. Thy God reigneth. We read, didn't we, this evening, that 97th Psalm. And that's a very precious psalm, and some of the other psalms around that. The psalmist speaks of these things so beautifully. And I just want to briefly name them. Firstly, in Psalm 93, it begins with this: the Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established, that it cannot be moved. Let's just pause a moment. You see, because he reigns, he has all power. Oh, he has. Jesus said to the disciples, didn't he, just before he sent them to preach, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And here we have it, you see, he's clothed with majesty and has all power. And he has all power to deliver you, all power to work for you and in you. Thy God reigneth. And then, again in Psalm 97, we read this evening, and that's a beautiful word, really. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Many years ago now, when I was at Ashwell, we were going through a season in the earth, or throughout British Isles, of drought. I think, if I remember rightly, it was 1976. And, you know, I had a dream. And in this dream, one of the officials from the water company came to our house, and he said to me in this dream, Mr. Field, you know all the situation the water companies are in and the land is in because of this drought. What word would you speak to the nation concerning this drought? And you know, in a moment, the Lord dropped these words, which are in what we read this evening. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. And you know, with that, I awoke. I shall never forget it, you know. It's just how the Lord stood by me and he said, the Lord reigneth, let the people rejoice, or let the earth rejoice. It was all in the Lord's hand, you see. You read in the experience of the children of Israel, and you'll find they came into seasons of drought. But how wonderfully the Lord provided for them. He's on the throne, you see, with supreme power and control all things. And you know, it was early Tuesday morning. We used to have the service Tuesday evening, and that gave me the text, and I ventured with it. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice. We got to chapel, and the first hymn that was given out was that hymn that I just quoted, that verse from, Reign o'er us as King, accomplish thy will. It was so confirming and so real. The Lord reigneth. And what you may be in tonight, though strange may be the circumstance, strange may be the trouble, strange may be your feelings in it, the Lord reigneth. He's still upon the throne. He sits on no precarious throne, the hymn writer said, nor borrows leave to be. And then, in Psalm 99, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. You see, if as the Lord reigneth, the people will tremble. Many will tremble before the majesty of heaven. Do you know what it is to tremble that the Lord is on the throne? He has all power to cast into hell, but he has all power to save. Oh, he has. Where the wicked, Job said, cease from troubling, there the weary shall be at rest. You think of it. Searching, isn't it? And sometimes it'll make you tremble. When the wicked come to their end, they cease from troubling about the things of this earth. The wicked cease from troubling, but there the weary shall be at rest. And what an exchange for the weary sinner to be at rest, but the wicked cease from troubling. And oh, may we lay it to heart tonight. Let the people tremble. You know, if you look in the Word of God, and I would lovingly say it tonight, there were several characters that trembled, but they were because the Lord reigned. We think of Hezekiah, how he trembled when the Lord said to him, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. He trembled. And you think of Job in the trouble that he came into. He knew what it was to tremble before the majesty of heaven. So there's two solemn sides to this, you see, as we read in Psalm 97, let the earth rejoice, and then in 99 he says, let the people tremble, or let the earth tremble. And then you think of dear Naomi, when the Lord had taken from her her husband and her two sons, the dear woman trembled before the majesty of heaven. Call me not Naomi, call me Mara. Why? For the hand of the Lord hath gone out against me, and he hath dealt very bitterly with me. She trembled. But then look at the dying thief. He trembled because of his sin, didn't he? In the last moments of his life. And his trembling was all known before the God of heaven when he cried out, "Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom." The Lord was upon the throne reigning, and he was to take the dear man home to glory. Oh, he was. Had mercy on him. Thy God reigneth. Think what you may be in tonight. You may say, "Oh, but everything seems strange and mysterious. That seems to be my path." Thy God reigneth. And then I want to look at it in this way. He so reigns for his dear people that he puts down all their enemies. Oh, he does. What a mercy that was for the children of Israel. He put down Pharaoh and all his host, didn't he, at the Red Sea. Look at Daniel in his day, those that cast him into the den of lions. The Lord reigned. He held the mouths of those lions in his hand to save Daniel from their power. The Lord was reigning in that den. But you look at the solemn issue of those that cast him in. The Lord reigned and he put them down, didn't he? The lions had the mastery of them. You see, these things are searching and they're solemn, and yet they're blessed to the child of God that thy God reigneth. Thy God reigneth. You may be troubled tonight and say, "Oh, but is he my God?" Well, let me come low. Do you desire that he might be your God? The old preachers used to say, the Lord is, Christ is precious, the Lord Jesus Christ is precious to the sinner because they need him. They want him. He's precious in the want of him. And so you can come down right to where the poor, dejected sinner is. Thy God reigning. He's precious to you in the want of him. The world don't want the dear Redeemer, do they? The professor of religion doesn't want him. They may say they do, but they don't, because all they want to have is a religion to satisfy themselves. And it's only in the head and not in the heart. Thy God reigneth. In control of everything. We hear today of the solemn state in Syria, but you see the Lord still on the throne. We think of this nation and all regarding the European Union and the many things that trouble our leaders and rulers today, the mercy is the Lord is on the throne. He still reigns. Oh, he does. He's still in control. We often look at things and they all seem out of control, don't they? But thy God reigneth to protect his dear people, to support them, to lift them up when they're cast down, to appear for them when there seems to be no way at all, to deliver them when they are at the ends of the earth. Thy God reigneth. And oh, what a mercy that is, isn't it? What a comfort that is to the child of God. Even 2018, thy God reigneth. And if he reigns with you and for you, poor soul, while you're here in this earth, he'll reign for you and rule for you in the swellings of Jordan. Oh, he will. You're often saying, how shall I stand in that great day? Thy God reigneth. He holds thy breath in his hand. He can put down Satan, that great enemy, in a moment. And he can take away all the sting of death. Oh, he can. So you can fall asleep in God. Now does it exercise us that thy God reigneth? And then you think in the exercise of your heart and those that venture to follow the dear Redeemer, thy God reigneth. All men's hearts are in his hand, you know, and all events are at his command. His shoulders held up heaven and earth while Mary held up him. I've told you before that when we flew to Australia in 1993, we were flying over the Bay of Bengal at 37,000 feet. And the devil said to me, as I looked down over that great bay and sea, the devil said to me, oh, what are you going to do now if the plane goes down? And oh, it really troubled me and burdened my soul. And in a moment, you know, the Lord answered me with that beautiful couplet I've just named, his shoulders held up heaven and earth while Mary held up him. You see, he still reigns. And it came to me so powerfully. What is one little plane, however big or large it may be, compared with the earth when he holds it all in his hand? Whose shoulders held up heaven and earth. And you know what a comfort that was. Holding the sinner up, you see. Holding the plane up. While Mary held up him. You know, I shall never forget the Lord whispered that into my soul. And the peace it brought, you see. All real peace, we named it earlier, spoken of in this seventh verse, that publisheth peace. He will give you peace in your soul. And as you venture to follow on, to know the Lord and to seek him, and to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, thy God reigneth. And what an encouragement that will be to you. I must leave it, the time's gone. Thy God. May the Lord whisper this to some poor, dejected, tried child of God tonight. Am I really one of his children? Thy God reigneth. Didn't say somebody else's. Thy God. It's a personal word, you see. And it's a personal word spoken by the Lord to his dear, needy children, because they need it. Amen.